The Sunbelt has its mockingbird, but we in the Northland have a bird that imitates sounds just as well, the gray catbird. Catbirds get their name from their habit of meowing as they sing, but they don't limit their imitations to cats. They can mimic other species of birds, musical instruments, car horns, chainsaws, children playing, just about anything that strikes their fancy. They string all the sounds together in a jumble to produce their song. The mewing calls may frighten away some of a catbird's enemies, and imitations of hawks, owls, and human voices may do the same thing. But ornithologists don't have the foggiest idea why catbirds and mockingbirds mimic other species of songbirds, much less chainsaws. There doesn't seem to be any evolutionary advantage to this habit. It wouldn't sound scientific to say they do it just for the heck of it, but that may well be the truth of the matter. The catbird is a long, slender bird, a bit smaller than a robin. Its body is solid gray, with a black cap and a long black tail. If you get a close look at one, you might notice the rusty feathers at the base of the tail. Catbirds can be found right in the heart of a city, as long as there are some brushy tangles for hiding and nesting, and a tall tree for singing. They usually build their nests quite low to the ground, but are very secretive about their nesting habits. A lot of reasonably observant people never notice the catbird nest in their yard until after the leaves fall. Catbirds especially are attracted to honeysuckle, mulberries, crabapples, and other fruiting trees and shrubs. They eat a bit more plant than animal food, but do eat a lot of insects and grubs. If you'd like to lure catbirds out into the open, try feeding them oranges, jelly, sugar water, suet, peanuts, or bread. They are feisty. If a snake, raccoon, or other predator comes near, catbirds will display ferociously and sometimes even attack. And they aren't much afraid of people. I've watched my little daughter sit at one end of the picnic table while a catbird sipped jelly at the other end. Catbirds bring pleasure to a lot of people. They're easily tamed, their song is pleasing, and they don't have too many bad habits. But they do have a lot of enemies. Cats, hawks, jays, and crows, grackles, squirrels, raccoons, foxes, and snakes, to name just a few. Many catbirds crash into tall buildings and TV towers as they migrate, and many more are run over by cars. Although one banded catbird lived at least 10 years, most never see their first birthday, and few live beyond 2. So if someone tells you that you're sitting in the catbird's seat, you'd be wise to find out just how literally he's speaking. You might be in big trouble. This is Laura Erickson, and this program has been For the Birds.